Development LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GR RPC, General Residential District Residential Planned Community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 21.32 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north and northeast side of Banks Road, which is Sussex County Route 298, approximately 0.49 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 234, MAP 17, parcel 165.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plat, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the plus comments from the State Planning Office and the applicant's response to the plus comments. We have a copy of the original change of zone number 1844, dated March 13th, 2018. We have a copy of the TAC comments. We also have in the applicant's exhibit booklet a copy of the applicant's proposed conditions and findings and a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. I would note that we received zero comments, but we have received seven mail returns. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin, for the record, I'm going to recuse myself on this one, as I mentioned earlier.
Thanks. All right, very good. We'll be defenseless here.
I'm sure we can get you answers if you need them.
Somehow or another, I think we'll get by.
Hey.
All right.
Out.
Good evening, Mr. Christenberry.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, professional engineer, license number 11553, if you're still asking those kinds of questions.
I would reserve that for lawyers.
Okay, there you go.
We trust the engineers.
It's good to hear. I have about a 3,000-page book. I'm going to read through every single page tonight, so I hope you're well-rested and well-fed. No, actually, I'm going to be very brief. Some of you have seen this before. I think most of you probably have seen this before. We were here 4 years ago with CZ-1844, which was unanimously approved by the Commission and by County Council 4 years ago. The ordinance that was adopted by County Council is in tab 7, or there are chapter headings on the PDF. If you want to jump to anything, you're welcome to do that. That describes what was approved by County Council 4 years ago. Project is 54 single-family detached homes proposed on 21.32 acres with a density of 2.54 dwelling units per acre. There's no changes in density from the prior approval. There's no changes in the buffers or amenities. The project has very generous buffers, much of which are wooded lands to remain wooded. The purpose of tonight's application, we already have GR zoning on the property, is simply to reestablish the RPC overlay. We requested that to decrease front setbacks to only 25 feet, decrease side yard setbacks to only 8 feet, decrease minimum lot sizes to 7,500 square feet. And that allowed us to really maximize a lot more open space and create a much more attractive project than a standard GR project would probably create on this parcel. There's over 9 acres of open space, and only one of those acres is wet. The other 8 acres are upland properties that are going to be HOA-owned open space. And 6 of those acres are forested. The table of contents, if you want to jump to that real quick, in the
exhibit,
the big one we highlighted, if you were here 4 years ago, if it's highlighted, it's different than what we presented 4 years ago. For example, you updated your comp plan, so obviously we put in the current map. The utilities is really the biggest new information. I'm imagining that COVID had something to do with supply disruptions and delays in both the county getting sewer to the property when they originally projected they might, and when Tidewater was able to make water available. Sewer broke ground in March of this year and should be available by next spring. Water has been engineered by Tidewater. They're targeting to break ground this fall and have it operational by second quarter 2023. There are emails documenting that in the book. If you'd like me to go through any of them, I'd be happy to, if you just want to look at them later. So that's the utilities are now underway, and that's really why the project didn't break ground before the prior RPC expired. The updated zoning application is in the book. The state strategies map was updated by state planning in 2020. It's a level 3 area, so it is suitable for this kind of development. The DLDOT service level evaluation was resubmitted and reissued 54 units. They're not interested in a traffic impact study, which shouldn't come as any surprise. We had our wetland scientist verify that what he delineated 5 years ago is still valid, and he did, and that's included in the back of the book. And we updated the findings of fact a little bit to show the current conditions. But other than that, what you're looking at is what was approved 4 years ago by this body and subsequently by county council. So that ends my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
I didn't notice anything that had changed that we needed to make from. We haven't changed any ordinances or anything that makes a big difference on this that I saw. I mean, other than the stuff that he pointed out, right? Correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
Only the superior design criteria was optional when this went through originally, and now that becomes mandatory for cluster subdivisions, but this is a RPC, so.
And no, I don't have any questions.
Good.
No questions?
I have none, thank you.
Mr. Mears?
No questions. Good short presentation.
I try.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
It's always doing some questions got me thinking now. Just one question. We did change the code to change the way wetlands are calculated. And that's just to confirm, there's no tidal wetlands on the property, just.
We are adjacent to a tidal water body. I think they're pretty thoroughly mapped on sheet 3 of the site plan.
To confirm, the total amount.
There's a high tide line that's shown. Let me go to sheet 3 here. Ed Lene did our wetlands work. I'm sure you all have seen him make appearances here on occasion. So the high tide line is this heavy line here. We show a 50-foot buffer from the tidal area. The only thing proposed in there is a community pier, which obviously will need DENREC permits. And then we have emergent wetlands. I'm not quite sure how those are different. And then we have polystream forested wetlands, which are a word that I do not know, but I trust that Mr. Lene knew why it should be labeled as such.
No, thank you. That answers the question. There was a change that tidal wetlands now cannot be counted towards the density calculation, but
right.
As your tidal wetlands are outside the upland.
If we counted all these wetlands, our density would be well below 4 units per acre.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Very good.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1958, Boardwalk Development, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1958? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1958, Boardwalk Development, LLC? All right, commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of completes our agenda. So let's refer back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2295, Bones and Sons Heating and Air.
Questions on that? Do you have anything to say on Bones and Sons?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm very happy they're recycling this equipment. I hope we can come up with a condition that doesn't define it as a junkyard. And now I'm inspired. Every house I tear down, don't throw the condenser in the dumpster. I'm going to find somebody to recycle them. That's good stuff.
Yeah. I think we can make that work. You know, maybe with Mr. Hopkins, we can work on it, but like either has to be stored indoors or, you know, something so that it's not just sitting out there. I don't know that we can put a time limit on it because there'd be no way to tell what's going in and out.
Yeah, something to keep up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because
we just need to get Jamie a quadcopter, a little copter. These guys are sitting in their truck. Fly over.
Oh, we've got Sussex County One. We have a drone. There's a drone.
We use on our sites now.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose that, as I said before, any complaints anybody have would probably be of appearances, so a fence or a covered area would probably eliminate a lot of issues.
And it'd probably be one of those things where it'd be an expense up front, but it would save lots of hassles down the line, you know, with further complaints and...
Well, I feel strongly, with Mr. Mears' thoughts on about it, or whoever came up with a fence idea, I think absolutely. And the size sounded like a good size. Mr. Chairman, in regard to Bones and Sons Heating and Air, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved.
Oh, yeah, and that is CU 2295, sorry.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2295, Bones and Sons Heating and Air. Although, sorry, got to call the roll here.
No, you don't.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You'll get it.
Eat me straight.
You're a newbie.
I need some notes. I got to have some notes.
It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
It is. Believe me. It is this old dog anyway. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2296, Michael Milligan.
Any comments?
I don't have a problem with the use. I think we need some time to craft a motion for approval, but I'm...
You've been doing it for 9 years?
Right, and it's whether you like it or not, it's a valuable service.
You better believe it.
It's something that it's done in an orderly fashion,
yep,
and according to the law, in accordance with the law. So, but you may just want to entertain a deferral to give the council an opportunity to prepare a well thought motion.
Sounds good. So, Mr. Chairman, regarding CU 2296, Michael Milligan, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2296, Michael Milligan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
We already did that one.
Carried.
Oh, no, we didn't. You got the motion.
Yeah, next one.
We actually have a motion for this one.
Next one. That's Veronica.
Veronica.
Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1957.
I got some changes. I'll do it.
Veronica Payton.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson's got a motion for me. He's going to read it.
Okay.
So this one is Mr. Hawkins moved that the commission recommend approval of change zone number 1957 for Veronica Payton for a change in zone from B1 neighborhood business to AR1 agricultural residential based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently located at the corner of Front Street and Butler Avenue in Lincoln and is zoned B1. There are no other properties around it that are zoned B1. All the properties on this block, on this east side of Front Street in the vicinity of this property, are zoned B1. Two, this rezoning as requested by the applicant will make this property consistent with the zoning of all the other properties around it. Three, downzoning this property to AR1 is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and its future land use map. Just as an aside, both B1 and AR1 are both appropriate under the comp plan, but the AR1 is consistent with the comp plan. Four, the applicant does conduct business from this property, but it is in the form of a home occupation. The property is currently used for residential purposes, as I said, with a home occupation, which actually makes it non-conforming under the existing B1 zoning. Rezoning this property to AR1 will bring the use of the property into conformity with the requirements of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Six, there were several letters in support of the downzoning to AR1, and there was no opposition to it. And seven, for all these reasons, the rezoning of the property from B1 to AR1 is appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1957, Veronica Payton, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay.
For the reasons stated in the motion. I'm sorry. I was thinking. I'm sorry. I got into the deferral mode. I'm looking.
Right. Well, this is an actual motion.
So yes, for the reasons stated in the motion, I vote yes.
Okay, Mr. Hawkins.
I think it's something in the AC.
We'll go with it.
Mr. Chairman, I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Great. Okay.
I'm yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
Mr. Chairman, I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Ms. Payton, what this means is the commission's recommended approval. I assume you're aware that you have another public hearing in front of our esteemed county council where they have the final say. So there you go.
Thank you so much.
Our next Public hearing was change of zone number 1958, Boardwalk Development LLC.
Make a motion. Do I have any questions or make a motion to defer for further consideration?
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional change of zone number 1958, Boardwalk Development LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any updates or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us?
Not this week. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Counselor?
Just one. I'm not going to go too far into it because it wasn't on the agenda, but we had our cabinet committee meeting on the Delmar future land use map amendment process. If you remember, planning and zoning recommended approval of that map amendment, and then county council actually adopted the ordinance to make the map amendment. The Office of State Planning Coordination objected to that, which put us in front of the State Cabinet Committee. We submitted written comments in support of that, had our hearing last Thursday. The State Cabinet Committee allowed the opportunity to submit supplemental written comments, which we did yesterday. Now we're just waiting on a decision on that, so that's where that stands.
So let's say they decide, what might they decide on, and what is their authority?
I don't want to get too far into it because it's not on the agenda tonight, you know.
However,
and because it's pending too.
Those are excellent questions, Mr. Hopkins.
Yeah, all right, they are valid questions.
Okay, there being nothing, no further business. Yes, sir.
Do we need to put it on the agenda to discuss Commissioner Hopkins' suggestion to read?
No, I think that's administrative. So what I'll do is I'll take a crack at wording that and just share it with you all.
I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
It'd be nice if it would be nice if the public could hear it, not just what you did. And I think you did an excellent job up there. But also that the public could get a feel for what we understand the law is and who has what authority over an issue like this.
Yeah, yep. No, because it's a reasonable misunderstanding by the public. I get that, you know. It's kind of unlike anything else subdivisions are. They're kind of their own animal, you know, in terms of how they're dealt with. So.
No. Oh, that too. No, I'm talking about there's two similar issues. I'm talking about this one right here, the what you all just dealt with up in Dover. Maybe if you could get it, since you can't give us an explanation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about explanation and the rules we were talking about for the subdivisions.
No, but I would like for, if we could, put it out there on our agenda so that you could give us.
Well, let's wait until we get a decision, an outcome on it, because it's still pending.
Yeah,
then I can report what's happened and talk about what it means.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, because they're going to put it back on some future agenda, I don't know.
Yeah, but it would be good to have a formal update.
Yeah.
Or a report or something, I think. Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
No.
All right, if not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.